Live, local, and unafraid, this is Hudson Valley Focus with Tom Sipas on The Beacon.
6:34 on The Beacon on this Friday morning. Let me say good morning and welcome to Dr. Jonah Schenker, Ulster BOCES Superintendent. Good morning, Jonah.
Good morning, Tom. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. And, Jonah, I'm very, very excited that, we're going to be doing some stuff with you here. And for me, it goes back. The Ulster Pathways Academy, did that launch in 2014?
So, it's been, our career and technical center has been going on for decades.
Yes.
The concept of the Ulster BOCES Career Academies at iPark, about 5 years ago, we started kind of conceptualizing what this could be.
Right. But even going back to when you first launched the first Pathways Academy in Ulster County in Kingston was around 2014, correct?
I would say, right, we were having a conversation, me, you, and Harold King.
Yep, exactly. And Jonah, this is why this is so exciting to me, to see it was 2014 when we had that big panel discussion, the first Manufacturing Day broadcast, and to be joining with you again on October 3rd of 2025 to help you launch this new facility at the Ulster iPark facility. I look back, and Harold and I have had these conversations. Sometimes when you're head down in the harness, you don't see how much progress you've made. This, to me, is just an enormous milestone, and congratulations to you and all the folks around you. You're partnering with business. I mean, certainly your academic achievement in those years since now being Dr. Jonah Schenker, BOCES Superintendent, congratulations to all involved.
Well, thank you so much. It really is, it is the work of many.
Yes.
But on behalf of students and Ulster County. So it's I get to, as I say often, I'm privileged to be able to get to do this work.
Yes. And I just would like the people listening to us now throughout the entire Hudson Valley region to really come up to speed with what BOCES, PTEC facilities, academies, there are still, let's say, parents and all who have a misconception of all of the valued services, not only from school age population, but also through adult learners, correct?
100%.
Yeah.
100%. I think first and foremost, this progression that you spoke about for BOCES really speaks to a parallel progression, which is the work of our BOCES and in partnership with our 8 districts in Ulster County. And we really have a special thing going on here. Not all areas in the state have this really interdependence and collaboration where folks are not just thinking about my students in Rondette or my students right. in Onteora, but the group of leaders coming together to say, like, how do we do more? How do we do better? How do we share? How do we partner so that every student has a viable pathway? They can see themselves, with a future, a vibrant future here in Ulster County. And it's unique.
Yes.
We have been, that's not arbitrary. That intentional work of bringing folks together is happening on multiple levels, but as you pointed out, we have tech and technology services for a 4-county region through our RIC. We have instructional services, which provides professional learning for teachers and leaders and all school people. Our central office, which supports many of the business functions of the districts, and then of course we've got our student-facing programs, kind of one side of the house, our Center for Innovative Teaching and Learning, which provides really amazing programming and environments for students who need more of a therapeutic setting or have wonderfully complex needs through IEPs. And then our career pathways side, which is our PTEC, our Phoenix Academy, which is an alt-ed placement, adult education, and now the career academies at iPark 87.
This Dr. Shanker, listening to you talk about this, for years, I've talked about the fact that an education system that helps students identify and expand on their own unique innate abilities, their desires, their motivations. You just outlined a model that allows a broad part of the student population to do that kind of exploration and learning.
Yeah, and, you know, simultaneously, you know, the timing for all of this is really wonderful. New York State is in the process of transforming what it means to be a graduate here in New York, and I won't go too deep into that. The way that they're talking about it, the construct is titled New York Inspires, and briefly, there's four transformations that are involved in that. One is the centering of a portrait of a grad, and I'll get to that in a second because that's critical to the work and conversations we had starting in 2014. The decoupling of Regents assessments from graduation requirements. So they'll still be there as a way to show proficiency, but not a requirement to graduate. The movement to one diploma and one transcript, and this fourth around thinking about redefining learning experiences in the way we look at the Carnegie unit and credit. But the portrait of a graduate is the conversation that was the foundation to starting PTEC. When we talk to industry partners and college folks, when you talk to anyone, I mean, I've had the opportunity to ask this question around the country, like what are really skills that we ought to be preparing students so that when they walk through the thresholds of your place of employment, college class, we can go down the list that you really want to see. And consequently, nobody says, well, you know, I want to make sure they had a 98 on their earth science regents. And there's nothing wrong with earth science.
Right.
But you know the list of skills that come out. And yes. And while the language might be different, like it's the same no matter where you ask this question around this state, around this country, around the world. And so the center of this transformation is the portrait of a grad, which talks about those very things of problem solving and understanding, being a global citizen, understanding how to navigate in this complex global world and multiple literacies. And we can go down the list, but that is now the center of how do we move students to be progressing and excelling in these areas that we know are critical. Not one set for if you want to go to college or one set if you want to go into the workforce or have an internship. Like there's only one skill set to produce good humans who are work ready, who understand how to navigate the world. And I'll end it with I'm talking a little bit about like the skills to prepare students for the future differently.
Yes.
I'm talking about how do we foster the skills where students are actually designers of a new future, because regardless of where you sit in political affiliation or et cetera, I think we can all argue that the world isn't well. We've got some work to do. And so how do we create these students who are going to be leaning into the changes we hope to see?
And I would, Dr. Shanker, I would call that life ready in a rapidly evolving world.
That's it. I may steal that right after that and write that down and get my team meeting.
Life ready in a rapidly evolving world. And that's truly, truly what it is. I mean, when we hear things, we'll take a break here in a second and hope you can hold through with me. But when we hear things like people being, AI is going to replace all the jobs and, you know, what are people going to do? Increases anxiety on the part of people. So the life ready in the face of a rapidly evolving world, that's our antidote to that. And I am firmly convinced that, we will adapt and change and there will be opportunities for millions and millions of people, going forward. But the idea of lifelong learning and how a BOCES facility contributes to that is absolutely great that we have, you know, here in our region, not just through Ulster BOCES, but the other BOCES organizations as well. And your partnership and collaboration with industry. I mean, when I first went to your ulsterboces.org website, the first picture I see up there is a group of students with Rich Croce over at Viking Packaging. You know, where we have also done our manufacturing day broadcasts from there. You know, the looking at your pictures of your welding classes at your facility, and going back years ago when I was first over there, and I don't remember who the welding instructor was. His name was Bob something or other, I think. Go ahead.
He has since retired, but yes, we have a wonderful welding staff.
Yep, and one thing, and all these years later, I remember him saying to a young man, spell oxyacetylene. And the young man said, I don't know how to. And he said, wait, just think about it. We've just gone over this. And right in front of everybody, he did recall it from memory and spell it. What does that do to that individual's self-confidence in front of his peers and inspire him to learn? That, and this is back when Mark Harris was, also one of your instructors over there.
Right, in the manufacturing and robotics, yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, what a great team that you've had the opportunity to work with and to build on and expand over all these years. On the phone with me, Dr. Jonah Schenker, Ulster BOCES Superintendent. We'll take a quick break and then back with more on Hudson Valley Focus Live on The Beacon.
He's the voice of the valley. Hudson Valley Focus with Tom Sipes on The Beacon.
6:48 already on this Friday morning. Before I come back to my conversation with Dr. Jonah Schenker, I need to tell you about DS Home Services. Never struggling with those window AC units again. Let DS Home Services install a whisper quiet three-season mini split. Now through September 30th, a 9,000 BTU unit is only $4,899. You can visit dshomeservices.com. DSHomeServices.com. And Dr. Schenker, I mention this because Dave Stewart, owner of DS Home Services, engages with your Ulster BOCES in multiple ways, I do believe.
Yep, that is true. One of our industry partners.
Exactly. And I love the pictures from last, I think it was around Thanksgiving or Christmas, when he helped sponsor the Thanksgiving dinner for the students there at who might not otherwise have a nice Thanksgiving meal. We have great industry partners throughout the entire valley, and that's really the point I want to make here.
So I mean, that is the heart really the direct work that they do with students.
Yes.
And not more importantly, but the partnership where they're coming to the table to help us understand the skills that are, that we're not just thinking about, but they know
Absolutely.
Are needed, both personal and technical. And then we're back mapping that into the work that we do so that, again, when students are exiting, not only are they, ready, but they've had, 2 year in, interaction and interviews along the way, as they explore whatever next is for them.
Yes, exactly. I was just thinking back a couple of things that I was with the folks over there when the program that was launched with NASA, however many years ago that was, in both the design and the culinary arts programs. Jonah?
Yeah, the NASA Hunch Projects challenges. We've engaged in a number of those, and everything from sending parts to lockers that are on the space station to winning desserts that the astronauts had an opportunity to eat as they were packaged and flown up. So
exactly, but for the students to have that kind of opportunity and to say, "Wow, I was part of that." I mean, that is so inspirational. And thinking back, how long I've been in engaged with Ulster BOCES, Marty Ruglis was the BOCES superintendent back when I served on his committees. Probably, I don't know, 20 years ago, I guess.
Yeah. So, I had the opportunity to work with Marty as when he was district superintendent, and still keep in touch.
Yes, excellent. So I'm looking forward to being with you. I think it's 3 weeks from today on Friday, October 3rd. We will be up there, and there's going to be lots of industry partners joining. And later that day, on that Friday, October 3rd, you're going to be having the official ribbon cutting to open the new facility?
That is correct. We're excited that these events have kind of converged. The new facility, the Ulster Voces Career Academies at iPark 87 is, the school, I mean, you'll see the school is magnificent. It represents future workforce, but the concept and what it stands for in physical form now,
yes,
is so much broader. 30 years ago, IBM closed its doors and the out-migration of such a massive single business in a community. We know what happens and follows, and several attempts throughout the years to kind of rehabilitate the facility and project. And on last week, on Thursday, 1,400 students breathed life back into this facility, which has been kind of a legacy of failure. It is truly, truly remarkable.
Yes.
As we move forward, and I'll have an opportunity to share a little bit more on October 3rd with you, but, we've got our technical center there, but really what we're working on is a roadmap for community revitalization, economic mobility, and how to do this work, not just here in Ulster Voces, but go out and help other folks take a look at the model and the process that we engage to make this happen, pulling together entities that have historically had difficulty working together, not because they don't have amazing people doing hard work, but there's no structure and system for efficiency and to pull in the same direction. So I'll be launching on October 3rd this playbook that can be replicated out. Excited to share that. And it's really a reframing of thinking about economic and workforce development as an adult issue or thing, and centering students as the future of the economy, and then all of the things that go into building those bridges and connections so that parents and students can navigate that path forward. I'll end with this piece of it, which is, our model of schooling is outdated, right? It places value on this kind of single academic pathway, and it's time that we broaden that and recognize that there are many, many ways that students can illustrate a success, connect to passion, regardless of whether they want to go to two-year, four-year apprenticeship, straight into the workforce, military. We can do that. It doesn't just have to be a BOCES thing. It needs to be a collective system that engages in these shifts.
Interesting what you just said, because it took me back a number of years, and I know it was 1999, because we were about to go to the Y2K, and I was the keynote speaker for what was then the Dutchess County Arts Council, with their kickoff, their fundraising event, and my talk was called "The Death of Linear Machine Age Thinking and the Birth of the Innovation Economy." And now, here a quarter of a century later, it has started a number of years ago, but now really moving it up to this entire new level of thinking, Dr. Shankar, that you just outlined, just so fits with where we really are as a society and a nation.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I know you're going to be, when you walk through these doors, you're gonna see and feel. Even though I don't know what the content was of that keynote, I think you're gonna see those elements actualized and the path forward to continue to innovate on that.
Well, I will just give you this piece of information. It had to do with the right side and the left side of the brain, and what you and I are just talking about. We're talking about new programs that mobilize both sides of the brain in terms of creativity and innovation, as well as, the logical thought on the other side is how I see that merging personally.
John? Yeah.
So I need to come up and visit you before October 3rd to look at how we're going to be physically set up and tell you what I'm going to. All I need for that morning is a good location, hopefully with a hardwired internet connection or a good solid Wi-Fi connection for us to do our remote broadcast from. But I'd like to do.
Well, we have.
Go ahead.
We have plenty of beautiful spaces, 800 drops of hard wire, and our partner, who is the first industry partner on site, Archtop Fiber, they're providing robust internet and service. So we're gonna check that box.
Okay, good. So I'll work with your staff and get an appointment to come up and see that in advance. I know when I did a similar thing over at the Dutchess Community College Mechatronics Lab, you know, because of their real tight security systems on their internet, they had to give me credentials on my system to begin with, so that we were ready to go on broadcast day. This is I'm so glad you're able to spend time with me this morning with our listeners here on Hudson Valley Focus Live, and I just check off milestone after milestone that we can look back on. And what I think is especially important about this now is, as I look forward, my involvement in workforce development, economic development for more than a quarter of a century has really been focused on helping local businesses, small businesses, medium-sized businesses start up and grow. And we really are on the cusp of seeing that kind of growth here in the Hudson Valley, as well as across the nation. And I think Jack Nugent from Maritime Industrial Base is going to be joining us that morning as well. And I think he's already been up with you, correct?
Yes, he has. We've been engaged in conversations. And, I'll touch on the comment that you made, which I think has been at the heart of my thinking around how this can work and why perhaps we've had barriers in the past, which is the reality of the business community in Ulster County, Hudson Valley, is small to mid-size.
Yes.
And so in this model that I, am suggesting that we consider as a path forward, it is about minimizing the impact on small and mid-sized industry, making it really easy for them to participate and come to the table and do the things that they have expertise in, but not expect them to do the other things that there's no reason for them to have to do. They don't have to do the school things. And so creating these menus of options as entry points for them to integrate. And then lastly, really beginning to lean into what is at the heart of BOCES, which is inherent in our blood, which is shared service, collaboration, and efficiency. And so how do we begin to move to be kind of this single point entry, really the nexus between private sector and education, so that a small business doesn't have to navigate eight districts,
exactly,
eight superintendents, their board of educations, right? There's a single point entry. They want an experience. They want an intern. They want to come in and talk.
Dr. Shankar, we're up against the hard break now, so I'm going to let you drop off. Dr. Jonah Shankar, ulsterboces.org, and I will look forward to seeing you real soon.
Wonderful. We'll reach out soon to set you up to get you in before.
Thank you. Quick break on Hudson Valley Focus Live on the Beacon. We certainly could have gone on much longer with that, but we'll be back in a minute on the Beacon.